This is Christopher Smith, the host of A Hell Called Ohio. The most recent episode ended up being a three-part series, mostly because I'm stupid and I didn't hit record. The first part was actually done on Facebook as a live, and then the two remaining parts were also a portion of the live. Going forward, if you'd like to participate in our live events, just check the page at A Hell Called Ohio on Facebook. I can also be messaged on there if you have any other questions. We would also like to increase our member participation, so if you have any suggestions, please feel free to submit them or message. Thank you.
Why are you getting that fixed?
Well, I got it going, so,
When
so,
you get the pool back? Oh, hey,
fuck
hey,
my pool.
Hey, Audacity, no, because I'm on the recording again.
Okay, well, it's back recording. Damn it, the so volume looks like it's turned all the way up.
Music person, of course.
Yeah. Right?
So I've been listening to it, dude. And I've been watching a lot of like reviews and reaction videos of, because I didn't really know who he was at first.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Tom McDonald is?
No, I'm not familiar.
No.
Tom McDonald?
Yes.
No, I'm not familiar. All
right. So.
I know you don't. I know you don't have a predilection for white women, but she's fucking smoking.
Who?
Maria Brink. Steve will attest, Maria Brink is fucking hot.
So, this will be good, because this will be like a reaction video if you have never heard of this dude.
Alright, so I fucked this up. This is A Hell Called Ohio, and I missed my intro and probably about 2 hours of the actual podcast because I'm a jackass and I restarted my computer and the recording
wait,
portion of
it. Wait, two yeah. out? Like, wait, so it was never recorded?
It. I think it didn't after I rebooted. I don't think I hit record.
Maria Brink?
Yes.
No, I have no interest in her whatsoever.
None?
She's terrible.
Oh my god, she's amazing.
Am I looking at the right chick?
Yes. Yes. Maria Brink is smoking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this does nothing for me. Like, this is...
You just don't like white women.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to find a white woman just to fuck him up. literally. That's
Jennifer Aniston is that white woman.
Dude, she was such a crush of mine.
Jennifer Aniston is her.
And she at 50-something, she's still
Jennifer Aniston can walk in this motherfucker right now and...
And what is that? Meet the Millers?
Dude, that shit when she does the little strip tease dance and that.
Steve, go ahead and sit there. I'm just going to sit off camera. I want to sit in my fucking chair. I'm tired of sitting in that fucking stool. Have a seat, motherfucker.
Hold on. What was the one with a... I think that was 40-year-old virgin. The one with a...
That, she's not in that.
What was the one? Because Seth Rogen was in it and she was like in the tub. No, she wasn't. No. Was it Horrible Bosses? No, it wasn't. Was it Horrible Bosses?
She was in that.
I don't know.
Yeah, why
there
do
was
feel
one.
Like this thing's about to fall the fuck apart?
Probably so. That's the motherfucker to be in with.
I've only fucked in that stool twice. Tops.
I mean, once might be enough. Shit.
Well, I was going to say, that thing is like 10 years old.
I think it was Horrible Bosses. Because like, so they like walked in and he was like, I got to go take a piss. And she was like, oh, take a piss break.
Oh, hell.
What movie was that? I think that was Horrible Bosses.
I don't know. That's not one I recognize. But
y'all
no, Jennifer. I never thought Jennifer Aniston was attractive until she was in like those later movies. There are some women who, no matter how old, that fucking Angela Bassett's one of them. Angela Bassett is still gorgeous.
So like, yeah, okay, so you
Iman is still gorgeous.
Like, don't crack.
Sade is still gorgeous.
And you know what I learned later in life? This Sade is not her name, but that was the name of the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not her.
Yeah, that's not her.
I never knew that.
Really?
I thought she was Sade.
No.
Her name is Abdullah. What is it? Shabda Abdullah.
But you just called her
Sade.
You ain't called her Abdullah, whatever the fuck.
Well,
you know what
everybody knows her ass.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, I had no idea.
Alright. So,
she was in Office Christmas Party. Yeah, it was Horrible Bosses. It was Horrible Bosses.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't recognize it.
She
I've
was
never
in
seen
Office
it.
Christmas Party, too. She was dope in that, too. She was dope in Breakup with Vince Vaughn.
Yes. She was awesome in that because Vince Vaughn, like, she was like...
That shit was amazing.
She was the perfect retaliation to Vince Vaughn's humor.
This dude is fucking insane, okay?
All right. So Tom McDonald.
Right. So yeah. I caught this on Facebook, a song it is. Matter of fact, here, let me play that song first before I go to that one.
All right.
The video is fucking hilarious too.
Change the world, change the world.
Now, being fat is beautiful. Name a thing that you can't do. Jumping jacks, run a mile, live past 42. Man, it used to be normal to scream a bird to the system. But now it's trendy to be triggered and pretend you're a victim. It's my race, it's my weight. It's because I'm a Christian. I hate the internet and anyone who has an opinion. And everybody angry if you say white. Okay, fine. Pass me the brush and I'll paint my face to the shades right. Let's talk about abortion. Sorry, tell me how this works.
This is why I want to see your reaction.
But a heartbeat isn't life on Earth. Weird.
He's definitely going for shock.
Oh, dude. But see, all his shit is deflected. He is completely independent. Him and his wife do everything for him. But there's another one I want to play you after this. That I've watched so many reaction videos because I'm so curious.
Yeah, because like, there's a lot
of... He's not, but this isn't shock.
There's dog, the this neighbor's
dog. This is him. And I've realized... Like,
Stitch!
I've been... It's enough. Over the last about 3 weeks, I've been looking into this dude. This is actually him. And no. Everything he does is so...
But it's definitely shock value. Because, like...
He has no flow to speak of.
Well, but what I'm saying, like you can't just put yourself on the cross.
Well, this is way into the career. There's a whole lot of other shit he's done.
Yeah. No. I understand what he's saying.
You're right.
But, like, the second you put yourself on the cross, it's like... Alright, you're doing a little much. But I see what because like there was a caption also that said something like social just no, he said something about being crucified for having an opinion or some shit.
Exactly.
So like I get what he's doing, but it's still shock value.
It is. But I feel I approach it for even if you want to have shock value, there still has to be some quality to the musical
factor.
You've
heard him already.
Yes.
Okay.
He played him like a week or two for me.
I was surprised. I've watched a bunch of his reaction videos, and I really wanted to see it. Like, most of the ones I watched was from Black people.
Right.
And I thought the reaction was going to be different than what I
mean, okay, so...
Because I didn't think it was going to... I didn't think it was going to be good. But every one I've watched, it's been really... It's good. So I was surprised at it.
And that's a great point. And just seeing the face tattoos and the braids, it's just like as a black person, you see it like, what are you going for?
I said, I know.
But then he said like it used to be cool to flip a bird to the system. That's a good point.
You have to listen to some of his other music.
No, but that's why I'm saying he's going for shock value.
Yeah,
like it's so
oh, he is. It is. Yeah, it is. When he started, it was, and it is still now. Like labels, and that's one of his biggest things. Labels wouldn't sign him when he tried to get going.
But now they are because he has so many
subscribers. It's fucking ridiculous.
You weren't here earlier. We was talking about how the headline.
Does not portray,
because so like if somebody said white rapper says I'll paint my face until blah blah blah, but like the name of the song is
I got a couple to play for you.
But the name of the song is People So Stupid.
Yeah.
So like it makes sense. So like I get it. Like if you listen to the whole song, you get the visuals, you get the singing.
No, you can take that one snippet.
If you take the snippet,
it's all fucked up.
Oh man, fuck him.
Yeah, it's all fucked up.
If you just give me a picture of him on the cross, like who the fuck?
See, that's most of the reactions that I was watching. That's exactly what they say about
it. The name of the song is "People So Stupid." So you see what he's going for. Like he's doing this on purpose.
Yes.
He's getting a reaction.
That's why I'm saying shock value.
Yeah,
like he's purposely
saying.
He wants
you to think and get a reaction.
People so stupid. Like he's literally telling you,
I'm about
to piss you off.
No, that's all this dude does.
Yeah, like I'm about to piss you off, and you're still going to be pissed off.
Mm-hmm. And see, and I love it because I'm a big. I hate the cancel culture and the fucking offended people.
I'm okay with cancel culture.
Nah.
I'm okay with cancel culture. I'm not okay with being offended because I think there's certain things that you should be canceled for. I'm not okay with the sensitive canceling.
Okay, I can see. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But
like,
that's what
like,
I think
like Woody
of
Allen
I think of canceling.
Should be canceled.
Okay, yes, but that's
R.
Not,
Kelly should be canceled.
But that's
Harvey Weinstein should be canceled.
Fucking music though.
He still should be canceled.
He can be canceled, but can his library stay?
I want somebody.
I enjoy a lot of that shit.
I want somebody else to read because even like I was watching Players Club earlier, and like seeing
like I was listening to Best of Both Worlds the other day, dude. That is
R. Kelly has some of the best music I've ever heard in my life.
That Jay-Z and R. Kelly album, Best of Both Worlds,
man,
dude.
12 Play is one of the single greatest.
The only thing I like that came out of R. Kelly was Aaliyah.
Wow, see, no,
we came in.
Yeah, right.
Well, he pulled out of Aaliyah. But for me, that's like, because Age Ain't Nothing But a Number was a fucking amazing album.
Everything about Aaliyah was amazing.
100%.
Across the board.
Yes.
But I'm not.
The sexiest woman to walk this earth.
Yes.
Got it. I am not able to separate the art from the man. I'm not able to.
Well, it's like if you learn like one of the most amazing artists that you thought, you know, was amazing, you know, like fucking Michelangelo. Like you look at Painted the Sistine Chapel and you find out that dude was gay as fuck.
Right. I don't care if you're gay.
But what I'm saying is the obvious incongruity about being a Catholic who are normally anti-gay and having him paint the Sistine Chapel.
First of all, the whole fucking for Catholics is just
100%, but I'm saying that the issue, the obvious incongruity of those two things, does it take away from the Sistine Chapel that he was gay? The answer is no. Does it take away from your artist when you find out that they're a pedophile?
Like Catholicism as a whole is just...
It's a joke. It's a front.
It's a joke.
It's a fallacy.
It's a front. It's a fallacy. It's a contradiction. It's a...
Okay.
and I grew up Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so did Talisa.
Yeah, because our grandmother was
100%.
Yeah, yep. You know what I'm saying?
Finish listening to that shit.
But like, so I get what he's doing, and as a fan of art, I appreciate it.
All right.
I can see why someone would be offended by it. But they didn't.
Oh, he's trying to be offensive.
Yeah. Like
he's trying to be offensive.
And all three of us in the room have seen Eddie Murphy Raw.
Oh, yes.
Dude, this one's a
gay leather, funniest, gay lady ever. Yes.
Funniest dude. Shit ever. Dude. But watching it now, it's like, hey, faggot, hey, you fucking faggot. Like, yo, it's like, whoa. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I think the funniest thing I've ever seen in that context was, I can't think of his name, but they used to call him the Pitbull of comedy, where he said, oh yeah, he's like, I can talk about gays. You want to know why? Because what are they going to do? Wait outside and give me a bad haircut? That shit was so funny.
I never heard that.
Oh, it was hilarious. And it was like, it was offensive, but it was funny. But I think everything's funny, so really, yeah. I don't get offended.
So, hey, before we go to the whatever topic we were talking about, top five comedians all time.
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Have we?
I think so. But
did we do top five comedians? Did we?
I don't know about top five comedians.
But I'll tell you off the top of my head, Robin Williams is my number one. Robin Williams is fucking awesome. Richard Pryor. Eddie Murphy's up there. Give me a second. Fuck.
You're missing one that we agree on.
I know, and that's what's driving me crazy.
You know exactly who it
Chris
is.
Chris Rock and George Carlin.
That was the one I was saying you meant. So,
Robin Williams is my number one.
Yeah.
I want to say that
me and
George
Carlin's
going to be
close.
My number three. Yeah. George Carlin, Chris Rock. Because to me,
I think the only
Richard Pryor's going to be my number two because Richard Pryor was fucking funny.
I'm going to take Chris Rock out, and there's no knock to Chris Rock. I love Chris Rock.
Chris Rock is fucking amazing.
I'm also going to take Robin Williams out.
No.
But I mean, for me.
No.
I appreciate Robin Williams more as an actor than as a comedian.
He was fucking hilarious in stand-up.
I agree. But I appreciate him more as an actor because he gave us
everything.
Patch Adams, he gave us
Good Morning Vietnam.
Good Morning Vietnam. Yo, that shit came out of nowhere.
He made most of that up. I think honestly.
No, his ad-libs was way
better than the script. If you want to talk about
Good Will Hunting.
No, do you want to know what his best ad-lib is? Fucking Aladdin.
Oh, yeah. Without question.
He had 3.5 hours of audio for a 2-hour movie. Because they just put him in a booth, and they gave him the scene, and they said, just go.
Yo.
And he just went and went and went.
I love Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams is probably one of the most creative.
I appreciate him way more as an actor than I do as a stand-up comedian.
I get that, but if you look at him in the context of being funny, especially from an improv aspect,
no.
He was
spurred a moment.
He was unfuckwithable.
Spurred a moment, without question, I agree.
He was unfuckwithable.
So I'm just saying, my personal top five. I agree with you on Eddie, Richard, and George.
Okay,
without question, I'm putting Dave Chappelle in there.
Dave Chappelle. He's in my number six. I'll put it that way.
So, and when I say I'm taking Chris and Robin out, it ain't like, them niggas is trash. No.
Yeah.
They still in the top 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying they're not in my five. And then my five, Patrice O'Neal.
Really?
That's a funny motherfucker, man. Patrice O'Neal. And you know who I want to give an honorable mention to that's not in nobody's top 10, but he deserves a lot of fucking respect?
Who's that?
Sinbad.
Sinbad's fine.
Sinbad.
I remember he did that.
In nobody's top 5.
Because you know what? If you watch clips of that, he always did that summer comedy jam.
Yeah.
He was funny in that.
And
he was
Sinbad, funny as shit. Sinbad can be funny clean or dirty.
Yep.
Not a lot of motherfuckers can go.
Because we talked about that. Who guys who are only funny if they're obscene.
Yeah.
And guys who
like Dice Clay.
Yes.
Dice Clay is hilarious.
Yes.
But he can't play certain crowds.
He can't not be edgy and be funny.
Yeah. Bob Saget.
But Gary Owen. Gary Owen can be funny, but he's not edgy.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Bob Saget is just fucking raw, dude.
Yo, Bob Saget. And we all know him from Full House, but he is so 180 from that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Robin Williams, too.
Yeah,
Robin Williams' stand-up was fucking raw.
They see, like Robert Williams really like came up on Mork and Mindy, Mrs. Doubtfire, that type of shit. Like, that family comedy.
And then when you see his stand-up, you're like, dude, he's fucking bad.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I watched his live on Broadway, and I was like, dude, he's so funny. I had trouble breathing during parts of that. It was so fucking funny.
And, like, when I really got introduced to Robin Williams' stand-up was when it was him, Whoopi, and Billy Crystal when they was hosting, I think it was the Oscars.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I don't remember that.
It was him, Whoopi, and Billy Crystal, and they were hilarious. Let me see what this was. It was something like they was doing their routine just funny.
No,
and then like out of nowhere they just all like stood next to each other. They was like, backwards Oreo, because it was too white. They were like, backwards Oreo. Like, it just came out like, what the fuck is good? Yo, that shit was hilarious.
You know what? I think here's what's bad about that is, you know, Whoopi Goldberg got a bag of rap for being on The View.
Mm-hmm.
I like her because she truly does not adhere to convention at all.
At all.
Because it's like, because when you look at like her older stuff, when her and Ted Danson were married, like their relationship was very dynamic for what it was.
Right.
Because there are people that, you know, talk about, because she's a real quiet. She's like a real quiet, withdrawn type of person. But her...
She got some backlash even way before The View. It was something else.
She got a lot of it on The View, and that was because she didn't agree with
something else.
She never agreed with her classmates in that.
I think what's his name? Sam Malone? What's Sam Malone's name?
The husband. Oh, Ted Danson.
Ted Danson. Yeah. I think Ted Danson did like some blackface or something.
He did it. It was an award ceremony. I can't remember if it was like Oscars or something.
And
like
she defended him.
He came out in blackface and he was trying to make jokes about their relationship.
Yeah.
And nobody found it funny but her. Like, literally, like, people got up and walked out.
Yeah.
Because they didn't think it was funny. And she, like, I will defend...
Oh, it was called Comic Relief.
Okay.
But, like, yo...
I'll have to watch it.
Man, it was a whole... Like, they got a whole... Funny as fuck, bro. Like, funny as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
And that's like, I'll defend her in that because, one, I like Ted Danson.
Right.
I don't think Ted Danson's a bad guy. And I think she defended them because she was like, she saw it through the view of their relationship.
Right.
But it's like other people don't know what your relationship is like. So there was a lot of people. I remember watching that, and it was a big thing because there were people that got up and walked out.
It was terrible. And like, it was a different era. I think it was in the 80s. It was like in the 80s.
Because I'm wondering, they were only married for like 8 years, something short. Okay.
And like watching it now, you'll watch it and be like, oh my God, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
But everything, like you could watch some Dr. Dre videos right now and be like, oh, how would this ever be acceptable? Like, you know, like.
Oh, never mind. They were married for 18 months.
Yeah. But like, I can understand. First of all, like, if I'm married to you, it's a lot easier for me to try to like be on your side, defend you, to whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, and comedy should be edgy. Mm-hmm. That's why George Carlin was. And you know what? So because you don't got Dave Chappelle in yours, I feel like George Carlin and Dave Chappelle are very similar in the fact that they just tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
You laugh. But like they're literally just talking to you. Like George Carlin wouldn't even like. I didn't even feel like George Carlin was telling jokes. He was just talking to you. You know what I mean? Like there was George Carlin's never had a punchline. Well, I ain't gonna say that. But you know what I mean?
Society's the punchline when George Carlin is talking.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's not a. I'm gonna give you a joke. Like George Carlin just is talking to you, and it's like you just. Have
you gotta like that movie just because Nia Long is the daughter.
Made in America.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I have that on DVD.
I think Will Smith was in that too.
Yeah, he was the best friend. Yeah, Will Smith he was Nia Long's best friend in that.
Yeah, but like, Carlin is a fucking beast, man. Carlin's a beast. Like, if it was a Mount Rushmore, is Carlin?
Carlin is funny because he makes things that shouldn't be funny. Funny because they're not funny.
And that's what I'm saying. Like Carlin's just talking to you.
Yeah, he's just explaining to you why this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be. This should not be fucking funny, but it is because it shouldn't be.
Like, are you a fan of Stephen Colbert?
Yeah, he's funny. He's got some stuff.
Like, Colbert just, he just is explaining to you what's really happening, and you like, fuck. That's hilarious. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Colbert is not edgy, though. Like, Carlin was edgy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Colbert is literally just explaining to you what's actually happening, but it's hilarious. Carlin was the same way. He just explaining to you what's actually happening, but it's hilarious. But Carlin was, like, edgy with it. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's certain guys. Like, Dave Chappelle is edgy.
Yeah.
And he's funny.
Chappelle steps over the line.
And that's why he's so funny. Because he doesn't give a fuck that the line even exists.
If I might piss you off, I might not. Move it on.
No, you're. Well, I can't remember who that was talking about him using the word fag.
Yeah.
That explanation for that.
He was talking to one of the producers.
Yeah. And I was like, that was a perfect explanation of why that shouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
But it is.
Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Because like he literally, all he did was just tell a story that actually happened.
Yeah.
And we all just bust out and like, you know what I'm saying? So
we're not drug dealers, we're fundraisers.
Yeah.
That show was so, that Half-Baked is fucking hilarious.
Hilarious. So if I had a Mount Rushmore, which is just four, it's going to be Carlin, Pryor, Murphy, Chappelle. Without question. You know what I'm saying? Robin Williams, I'm not taking nothing away from him. Chris Rock, I'm not taking nothing away from him. Bring the Pain is the reason why Toss a Salad even exists.
That and Kill the Messenger.
Yo.
You know what? You know.
Bring the Pain for me.
Do you know what? You know what? I always remember fucking Chris Rock from is No Sex. There is no sex in the champagne room.
Yeah.
Because there's one. Because this came out when I was in college.
I don't care what a stripper tells you.
There is no sex in the champagne room. No, what I remember that from is I had, you know, he had did that whole thing. It's like a 6-minute song, right?
Mm.
And he said, if a girl has a tongue piercing, she'll probably suck your dick.
If a guy has a tongue piercing,
he'll probably suck your dick. And one of my friends in college had his tongue piercing, and like right when that came out. And I was like, dude, he fucking ruined it for every man everywhere. Forever. I was like, there are dudes over the U.S. just unscrewing their shit, pulling it out right then. And I was like, because every time I heard that, I started laughing. I was like, I was like, hey, Eddie, how's that tongue ring working, man? Like, every single time. It was so funny to me.
Yo, Chris Rock is funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Man. That, like, his, because he did that album. What was the album called?
I think it was Bring the Pain.
No, it was something else.
Was it Sex in the Champagne Room?
No, he had a whole comic album.
No, I remember. Because it was music and comedy all over. Yes. Like, that shit was funny as fuck.
I have to look it up because I do not remember it. Born Suspect.
Was that what it was?
According to this, it was.
Nah, not in 91, nah. Because we wasn't even like...
What the fuck was it then?
Bigger and Blacker.
That's what it was. Bigger and Blacker.
It was definitely Bigger and Blacker. It was definitely Bigger and Blacker, 1,000%.
Yeah. You know what his funniest fucking role is? Dogma.
That was funny as fuck.
That part where he falls.
Dude, his junk's going to be rubbing on your armor.
The funniest part is where he hits the ground. He goes, Jesus Christ, that sucked.
Yeah.
And he was like, and then Jay was like, big titty beautiful women don't just fall out of the sky.
You're right. Yeah.
That shit was so funny.
Hey, I met Jay one time.
Oh, Jason really?
Mills. Yeah, Jason Mills. He was cool as shit.
He's funny as shit.
He was literally the same dude, man.
He
just had a newborn. Like, he was holding his baby. He's just like, I'm like, yo. He had cut his hair and everything. Like, he had short hair and shit. But he was just like just bouncing with his baby. It was an Apple store. Like, I'm like, yo, you Jay. He's like, yeah, dude. Like, he was cool as shit, man.
I tell you, I like Kevin Smith's movies.
I never met Kevin Smith. And he be in Hollywood all the time. I never met
Kevin Smith. I like Kevin Smith's brand of humor. Hilarious. I find him funny.
Hilarious. He's a regular fucking dude, man.
Well, for...
Because I watch his podcast.
There are people that...
I don't know who's Wendy's Fries was over, but I'm eating.
Yeah. So, that like, the original Clerks, if you've ever worked a customer service
job...
Both
of them funny.
The first one is just legendary.
Classic.
And it's... And the reason... White. The reason...
Oh, the second Clerks was not good.
Not
compared to the first one.
I mean, like, compared to the first one, there's like not many movies on earth that you compare to the first
one. Well, I will give you one reason why the second one is still fucking great.
It's hilarious.
Rosario fucking Dawson.
It's funny.
Rosario fucking Dawson.
No. When homie said, we reclaiming Porch Monkey. No.
No, I thought the best
part. That shit was the come on, bro.
No. The best part,
I'm taking it back.
You can't take it back. You're not black. No.
And like, he was like, yo, he was so committed.
You gotta remember when Wanda Sykes is in there.
Yeah. Yo, Wanda Sykes was funny. Oh, yeah. He was like, he was like really committed to taking back Porch Monkey. That shit was hilarious.
No, that movie is funny for what's funny is
that's where edgy is funny.
Rosario Dawson walks in during the donkey show and she's like, I'm disgusted and horrified, but I can't look away.
No.
And that part where the alarms pull up and the dude that's fucking the dog, he's like, oh, the cops are here again, gotta hurry up.
And then when dude was like, why do you always have two insanely beautiful women fighting
I remember that part because I felt like he's like, you always got just two fucking gorgeous women just fighting over you.
Yeah.
You're the most hideous fucking chat I know.
Yo, come on, man. Clerks 2 was funny.
It was funny, but
it's not funny.
Part 2.
The first one is so much better.
Generally, the sequel the
dialogue in the first one is what made it so good. Yeah. The dialogue in the first one made it amazing. You know what made it truly second? The second one really good too. I can't remember the character's name. Who plays the other guy?
I don't know his name.
Give me a second.
I know what you're talking about because he was in all the movies.
No. He was just in Clerks 2. He was the other guy, the other character, the younger guy. I can't think of what his name was in that show. What
I
was
think
it?
His name either.
Elias. Leave Elias alone, Randall. No, now, here's what's funny.
Randall
the guy that plays Randall, Jeff Anderson, he made a movie called Now You Know with...
Never seen it.
It's with Rashida Jones.
Oh, I love Rashida Jones.
I love Rashida Jones too. And she's fucking funny as shit.
Yeah.
So he made him, Jeff Anderson made a movie called Now You Know with Rashida Jones. So the guy that plays Elias plays a character in Now You Know called Biscuit.
Did you show?
Yes.
Oh, I've been yes.
Take a shot.
Yes. So he plays a character in Now You Know called Biscuit that's fucking funny.
I'm doing these two. Just making sure. I
am. Now, because you guys have never seen that, now we have to watch it.
You remember that night? I think it was the first night. Remember we drunk whatever the fuck we
drank? You got us on a damn raspberry vodka. Yeah. Fucking,
it was rough. That was
the worst night.
I had to go to bed.
Yeah, so did I. I went to bed
because shit started spinning for a second.
I think you might have also went to floor because I don't think there was a bed here yet.
No, I had the bed upstairs.
There was a bed. Okay, yeah. I'm about to say because
I went to bed.
So now it's a fucking goal.
Okay.
Now because you guys have never seen it, it's a fucking goal for us to watch that now. I've been
here with it. Oh,
I went to floor.
I can't. I'm sleeping on a bed.
I have that on DVD.
What's that?
What?
Now you know. Yeah,
that's a good movie.
You've seen it?
Yeah, that's a good
movie. So the dude that plays Biscuit in that is fucking hilarious.
Dude, that shit is
and he's the same guy that plays Elias.
Yeah, same guy.
If I buy that one truck, we can watch it in the car.
No, I don't think you're going
to
do that.
No, I remember. I was looking at the car this day, and then they had DVD players in them. We was like, what the fuck are we going to do with this? I remember we seen like two cars today that had DVD players.
Oh, Jesus.
Cheers.
What are we cheering to?
Guns.
Yeah. Yeah. Suppressors is what it should be, because that fucking suppressor is awesome.
This is amazing.
That fucking 22 sounds like a cap gun.
How about we cheers to get me more ammo, please?
Man, we had
at a reasonable.
No, we showed our shit. Show your shit.
It's in the car.
Fucking slouch ass.
Yeah, I took it off when I went into the house. It's in the car.
Fucking slouch ass. We were both.
I didn't even carry it in. I know I'm leaving in the morning, so I just left it in the car.
I know. Nah, I'm done.
And there's enough weapons in here, I didn't need to bring it inside.
That is true.
Crossbow gang shit.
Right.
But okay.
I like the crossbow.
Yeah. as he moves the flamethrower out of the way to get to the crossbow. Yo, what the fuck? Yo.
There we go.
This is why I love hanging out.
Every time I see that, I think about Dave Chappelle and I'm back. I won't be the first ninja to have my crossbow.
Man.
All right,
I'll hang on.
You'll just hang on to that. That'll be your defense. You're just going to go full fucking Walking Dead in this bitch.
Y'all got suppressive fire.
I got quiet fire. I got fire.
So, remember earlier y'all was talking about y'all's favorite character from Yellowstone. Mm. Who's y'all's favorite character from Walking Dead?
Oh, come on.
I don't care for Walking Dead, but it's Daryl.
Question. Daryl
I don't watch it.
Character.
I don't watch it, but
Daryl
it
is the
Daryl.
Best character in the whole fucking show.
Far and fucking away. Second is Carol.
Oh, Carol's badass.
Carol badass. She gonna bake you cookies and chop your head off.
Carol's badass.
What? Carol's my second.
And then third
is Deegan. I couldn't get it. You remember we had that conversation?
Yeah.
Who's after that, though? Deegan for me was. Dude, he played Negan. Yeah, not Negan. Negan. He played the shit out of that character.
Negan was dope. I think I might go Michelle.
Who says that? What's his name?
Huh? He was the father from.
He was Watchmen.
I always remember him from his Watchmen.
He was the comedian. He's always the dad from Supernatural.
And he was the dad.
That's why I. You know why I like.
He was Thomas Wayne. He was Thomas Wayne too.
Yes,
he was Thomas Wayne.
I always liked Watchmen so much because it's the anti-hero.
Well, Rorschach was my favorite Watchman.
Oh, really?
Like from the movie.
Yeah.
From the movie, Rorschach was my favorite Watchman.
Dude, when it did the story of the two dogs, that shit was twisted.
Well, hey, when the motherfucker was narrating, he said, "They'll say save us," and I'll say.
Fucking Watchmen is amazing, but you got to remember it's a graphic novel.
Yeah,
that's why the Crow is my favorite.
The Walking Dead is so much better than
I've heard that
because they took off some really fucked up shit.
Yeah, because graphic novels are way more graphic than any movie can be.
Do you remember in the prison when they were staying in the prison?
Yeah.
And the baby.
Yeah.
So in the graphic novel, you know when the baby gets left outside there for a second Well, in the graphic novel, them
motherfuckers. They ate that motherfucker. Oh, wow, yeah.
That baby didn't live past that point in that show.
I think Michonne would be my three.
Michonne's a beast.
Michonne was nice.
I think Michonne. Daryl far and away is one.
Pussy fighter towards the end, though.
See, I stopped watching after Negan.
They started making her weak. Like, at first she didn't give no fucks about
it. Didn't Rick leave?
Yeah, well, he got knocked out, and then the people in the helicopter took him. And then
Rick left the series, so like I stopped.
That's why
I stopped watching before that.
That's why they took him in the helicopter, yeah, hoping to get him back. Because in the graphic novel, he's still there.
If you want to talk about him weakening a character, you got to talk about fucking Endgame with Vision. Yeah. By fucking Endgame, Vision was just fucking helpless. I was like, he's got a fucking Infinity Stone in his fucking head.
And they amped up Captain Marvel so much. Like, Captain Marvel ain't as powerful as Vision or Scarlet Witch.
No, that's what cracks me up. I was like,
Scarlet Witch literally can do whatever the fuck she wanna do.
She's nasty in the comics.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Scarlet Witch is like Omega. But they amped up Captain Marvel like she was just like, I'm like, she alright, but she Captain Marvel ain't Scarlet Witch. She ain't Vision.
No, not
she ain't Hulk. Hulk.
Well,
she ain't Hulk. No, Hulk is way more powerful, right?
You can kill her. You can't kill Hulk.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, powers. She's got more powers.
She got more powers. I'll give that.
You can kill her. You ain't killing Hulk.
You know what? She has more abilities.
Well, okay. Well, power. That's what I'm saying. Basically.
See, I got you.
That's basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
She can fly up and fuck
space. Yeah. because Hulk.
You just can't kill that bitch. Like, you can't kill him.
And the more you try to kill him, the stronger he gets.
Favorite MCU movie so far?
If I gotta go one.
One. Actually.
I'm gonna call you back. I'm still here. You at home? All right, just text me. All right.
See, we got on movies again.
We always get on movies because we're on movie fiends.
But you have to take out the Avengers series.
All right.
Because that's too easy. Do it in game. And that's too easy.
It is very hard to choose between original Iron Man and Captain America 2.
Captain America 2 is my number 2.
Okay.
My number one is Thor Ragnarok.
Really? I agree. That's dope.
That's my number one.
His one is Guardians.
Guardians is 3 for me.
Guardians is
3 for me.
The fucking opening scene in Guardians is so funny.
Oh, Thor Ragnarok is so fucking good. Hilarious. The way they shot it.
They finally to lit one liner
to the one-liners. Chris. Be him.
Yeah.
Dude, the one-liners in that, and now the best one-liners come from Guardians. There is no better one-liners than what comes out of the Guardians.
Hey, that.
But.
Sorry, I didn't know that. How this
works. I had no idea.
No, the best character in Guardians is fucking Rocket. He's like, that one part where they're in there, he's like, it's like, you have no respect. That is true. You're not at all honorable. That is also true. And he's like, it's like, you're making me beat up grass. I fucking love Rocket in that series. He's so funny.
And like the way like Rocket over here explaining the shit and Groot is over here fucking up whatever the fuck he's
doing. He's fucking sticking fingers up noses and shit.
Guardians was dope.
No,
Guardians is but fucking
as far
amazing.
As a movie in total, dude, it's all right. The way it was shot, the music, the music that was in it.
I love Tessa.
Dude,
I love
it was just
Tessa Thompson.
Good, dude. He comes out. And he said, "I know him."
Yeah.
He's a friend from work.
He's a friend from work.
Yeah, like yo, Hulk coming through this motherfucker. Like I'm about to kill everybody, and Thor's like, "Whoa, whoa!"
Dude, I fucking love it. And Jeff Goldblum as that character. Dude. dude, he's fucking hilarious. He's like, "Bring me my Zappy."
So did you read? Hey, did you guys read any of the background of who he is in those?
Yeah, he's the Grandmaster.
The Game Master.
Yeah,
he's Grandmaster.
Grandmaster.
The Grandmaster. Yeah. He's a celestial.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
a lot of people. A lot of people like I remember reading.
He's dumb powerful.
Oh yeah.
Like
but
like
he's
that,
stupid
like,
as fuck.
Like that little scene at the end where there was like where everybody was like revolting and they can't take him over. Like, no, it's not gonna happen.
That's why a lot of people didn't realize he's a celestial.
Yeah, like it's not gonna happen. Like he can damn near snap his fingers and beat all y'all ass. But like the shit was funny as fuck when they were on the ship. It was like this is just his orgy ship. Like this shit was just like
it's my birthday.
They was hitting buttons. This shit was just a party and shit. That was funny as fuck. But honestly, if we go from comic book obscurity to greatness of a film, Guardians would be one. Because Guardians ain't no big.
That's one, do you?
No, I'm saying if we go from comic book obscurity.
Oh, yeah. They didn't exist.
A great movie.
Like, people that,
Guardians
that
would be
read
one.
Comics, nobody read.
Nobody gave a fuck about Guardians. Because, like, nobody thought that movie would even succeed. And Chris Pratt is the reason why that movie succeeded.
I think all of them are the reason it succeeded. You gotta look at you
Drax
know Rocket, Drax. I mean, it's
Drax
got my girl Zoe in it. Zoe is always
but
phenomenal.
Chris Pratt carried them.
But he is Star Lord. He is Star Lord. Just like Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man.
And
nobody
can
be
two.
Iron Man.
I'm gonna say that's two from comic book obscurity to a great movie. Iron Man.
Yeah.
Cause Iron Man wasn't no great comic book.
No, he was good in the Spider-Man comics.
That's what I'm saying. That's Iron Man, like when you think of comic books, you think of Spider-Man, you think of Wolverine.
See, to me, X-Men is the fucking.
X-Men,
comic
I'm saying,
the best
Wolverine.
X-Men is the comic.
Without question.
Like that's
without
you talking about
question.
Comic books.
Like
X-Men,
the Avengers,
you can't fuck with that.
The Avengers was like maybe the 4th, 5th best group. Cause X-Men, Fantastic Four,
mm-hmm.
like you know what I'm saying, like. Avengers wasn't really live. Like, when you was just reading the comics.
They were all individual. At that time, it was all about the individual.
Nobody really cared about the, like, the Avengers.
Like, Thor, I did like the Thor.
I love Thor, too.
Like, I did like the Thor.
I didn't love Captain America like that.
Well,
I've never been a big
But you know what? And it's like, I don't really care for the second Guardians as much as the first.
I didn't
but
even
you, but
oh,
you,
I wasn't that
but you know what?
That
whole was
father.
It was just a whole big daddy issue.
Yeah,
the
was,
whole movie.
Was, yeah,
everybody that whole movie had daddy issues.
Yeah, I didn't care for that.
But Yondu.
I never had a father.
But Yondu made that amazing at the end.
Yondu had good scenes. He did not make
that. That whole
Michael Rooker killed that.
Michael Rooker killed it.
Yeah, that whole daddy thing with
the whole movie was.
But part of that is if you knew
the whole movie.
If you actually knew the background between
Nebula.
Yeah, it was.
Everybody had daddy issues.
But absolutely. But if you look at the background, it tries to get into the background of the original Guardians of the Galaxy, who was Yondu.
But again, nobody read
those comics.
That's true. That's true.
So nobody could identify with it. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They could have took that shit in any direction they wanted to.
Yeah.
Because nobody
But I am excited for the original Guardians that I think are going to come with Stallone, Miley Cyrus.
That's what I was talking about.
You remember Stallone was like one of their OG.
Stallone?
Miley Cyrus was one of them. Miley Cyrus is that box or whatever the fuck.
I remember that.
She like a.
So, Yondu, the original Avengers were Yondu, Michelle Yeoh, Sylvester Stallone, mm-hmm. Ving Rhames, and.
Whatever that little box shit. Like the same way Bradley Cooper is Rocket Raccoon.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus is that little box shit or whatever
okay.
the fuck.
But that was the original.
Yeah.
The original Guardians.
About Ving
and
right, yeah.
I always think of the funniest part of that is where it's like. Where
I'm
he's
excited
like,
for that.
He's like,
I'm
okay,
that.
Trash Panda. And he's like, Rocket's like, what is that? And he's like, it's so much worse.
Yeah.
Fucking Rocket is the best character on there. He's
oh,
fucking hilarious.
They're all good.
David Bautista
is a good Drac.
Yo.
Let's get more of this liquid into our bodies. That's the first thing he said that was batshit crazy.
Yo,
love Rocket.
You can't see me.
I've mastered the ability of moving so slow. I am invisible.
Yo, Batista killed that shit. Batista.
Oh, killed shit.
That
dude is shit. Fucking hilarious.
Do me. Yo, Batista killed that
I
shit.
I like that man that swats over there. And Gamora's like, if you touch me, that hand will never touch anything again.
See, Gamora was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Zoe Saldana is just fucking amazing in everything she's in.
Colombiana
is fucking awesome.
Even when she was the drunk little, like, crashing into the car. Yeah. And all,
playing the role.
Man, look here, bitch.
And then that's
soon as you sober up, bitch.
That's completely, you know, overstepping fucking Avatar.
Ooh.
Avatar was amazing.
I fucking shit out your blue ass. Yeah.
Avatar was amazing. So and people be like, well, it was 3D renders, but they still had to act it.
That if I have to paint myself green and or blue,
whatever it takes.
Zoe,
whatever it takes.
Pink with purple polka dots. I don't give him a fucking dude.
I'm painting myself whatever Zoe needs. We can role play the fuck out this shit.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, have you guys...
I have five arms, if you need me to.
Mortal Kombat, this shit. You know what I'm
what's
saying?
What's that movie she was in with Bradley Cooper?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No. No, she was in a movie a long time ago with him. That was where they started dating, but it was where he was an author. Shit, I gotta look that up.
Zoe and Bradley Cooper?
Yes. Zoe and Bradley Cooper were fucking together for like 5 years.
No idea.
Okay, hold on.
He making this shit up, bro.
I'm not making shit up. Hold on.
That crossbow is motherfucker.
I tell you what, I ain't much for a narrow.
In a narrow. That shit sexy as fuck, man. I might get a crossbow.
I tell you what, Bradley Cooper is funny as fucking 18. That shit is.
18 was amazing. Yo, I'm so mad.
So good.
I'm so mad they never made a sequel.
Dude, 18 was so good.
Hey, Rampage was good. Obviously, Liam Neeson was good.
Oh, he's good in everything.
Bradley Cooper was good. And Charlton Copley was good.
It's called The Words.
Dude,
never seen
it. Oh, it's an awesome movie. You know who Jeremy Irons is?
Of course.
Okay. Jeremy Irons.
Oh, wait. Don't disrespect me,
right there. Okay,
sir, Jeremy Irons.
I was gonna say, okay, so think think of that Die Hard with a Vengeance,
man.
Jeremy Irons.
Hey, you know, I don't know if it was the roast of Bruce Willis or if it was the lifetime achievement of Bruce Willis. Like he tapped into that character, for he was like, John. Don't act like you don't know her. Like he was doing, like it was for whatever for Bruce Willis. I don't know if it was a lifetime achievement or if it was a roast, but like Jeremy Irons was being whatever the fuck the nigga that did was Die Hard. You know what I'm saying? He was like in the character. He was in character.
Right.
He was like, John, don't act like that shit. Yo, that shit was funny as fuck. Jeremy Irons was just he was in the Watchmen series. Did y'all watch the Watchmen series?
I didn't watch the series.
I didn't watch that.
Are you motherfucking serious?
No, nope. I didn't watch it. What's that on?
HBO Max.
No, I didn't watch.
Which brings me to another series. Fucking, you guys ever watch Blue Mountain State?
Oh wait. Yes, oh, hilarious.
That's funny.
Hilarious.
Dude, that's funny.
Hold on.
Where's Oksana?
That's funny.
No, the fucking fleshlight.
No. No, that part where the best friend gives the entire team gets an STD from the fleshlight. Oh my god!
Fleshlight, yes.
Oh my god! No, and he takes the chick's dildo.
We gotta bring it. No.
Oh my god!
Regina King.
I have to watch it. I ain't never watched it,
bro. I promise you that you motherfuckers will both.
Really? See, I saw it, but I didn't think it'd be any good.
Amazing. Really? Jeremy, okay, so let me give y'all some background. The Watchmen series is like a sequel to the Watchmen movie.
Okay.
It's like maybe 10, 20 years later or some shit. So Jeremy Irons plays Ozymandias, the smartest man ever.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
I mean, are you trying to get me into bed later? What are you doing? You keep popping shots over here.
Well, bruh.
Are you okay?
All jokes aside,
yeah,
I need y'all motherfuckers to watch the Watchmen shit.
Well, we drinking, right?
I guess. You came back like, fuck it, we're getting drunk. Yeah. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
All right, wait, so you on the brown.
And he's got he's got a date later. He's trying to stay.
Date later when?
Apparently after he leaves here.
You ain't leaving here.
I would never leave here with this firearm on my hip.
Except via Uber and or Lyft.
Nah, because I got to leave my gun here too.
Yes, I'll keep it safe.
Shh.
Not yet. So I'm just going to stay here tonight.
I will keep it safe for you.
No, I'm just gonna stay here.
It's like BATFE and or FBI. I would not actually be leaving with my firearm in the near future.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm staying. Wait, can I take my crossbow?
I don't think crossbows are considered a firearm. You should be good.
Yeah, you're all right.
I mean, it might be a little hard to conceal, but good luck.
Yeah, well, have fun with that.
Luckily, Ohio is an open carry state.
That is right. Don't mind me, just a crossbow.
Hey, give me 5 minutes to load this bitch. Hold on a second.
Can you imagine me waiting on my Uber? Just got this motherfucker on my shoulder and shit. Like.
Sir, please. Oh, you cannot get in the car with a crossbow.
Bro, I got my mask on, bro. My mask is on. What you talking about?
We good.
My mask.
We good.
Like, yo.
You know,
I said mask up.
You know that Uber going to see you black and just pull right past you.
You know what? I've only had the Uber pull off on me like twice.
Oh, really?
I've had so many cabs. Just
oh, yeah. No. I tell you, that's one of the things where Chris Rock was funny.
Chris Rock was funny
and down to earth where at the very end, he's like trying to call a cab and the cab won't stop. And he's like, I'm back again! Yeah. He's all excited and chick because the cab won't stop.
I've had so many motherfucking cabs just pulled. Like, I'm talking about, like, because so, like, we used to call the cab, like, y'all need a cab at, you know, XYZ address. And they'll pull up and see us and bang the fuck out.
Yep, nope.
This shit would happen all the time.
I've
only had two Ubers pull off. And I've called 1,000 Ubers. But I've definitely had two pull off on me. Are we still drinking those?
Are you? You need one?
Steve was sending nudes.
Nah.
Give him a second.
Did you receive any nudes though?
Maybe a few.
No.
Well, where's yours at?
He's trying to cut himself off.
Oh, you cutting off?
I think I got some. No, but I need to stay clear.
What you got?
I'm sure I got something in the trunk.
So, no, Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State was hilarious.
Oh, my God. What? You know what? I remember watching the first one, and I was like, this is an amalgamation of Ohio State.
What was the second quarterback's name? The black dude, Paige Kennedy.
Radon?
Yeah, Paige Kennedy, funny as fuck, man.
No, that show was so funny because of, what was it, Romanowski, the best friend?
I like Kevin Smith.
The original white man, the middle linebacker, that motherfucker made the show.
Who was it?
The linebacker.
No, the best.
What's his name?
The best friend, the running back who's the best friend that took rabies at the end of the season one.
He was clean.
Him and the girlfriend is what was fucking funny because the girlfriend's fucking everybody on campus except for him.
Yeah. But that part where
he injected himself with rabies to beat the other two in the race. That series, if you've never watched Blue Mountain State.
It only had three seasons.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's the worst part.
That shit could have went
on. And the character that played Thad.
Thad, that's what I'm talking about. That was the middle linebacker.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He made the show.
No, that's what I'm saying. He was the best character.
No.
Far and away.
And then the dude who played the main character, the quarterback. What was his name in that?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking funny because that dude was like...
That was the fucking...
That dude, when he was like, you could never get what I get. He's like, no, but I will get your leftovers.
Yeah.
I was like,
That series was fucking funny. He's
been in a couple things. But yeah, he was funny in that. And his real name's Kevin. Like, why do they call you fat? He's like, I don't know. I just... Damn.
That motherfucker was fun. No,
that shit. The Exana shit was funny, and then the sister was funny too.
Oh shit, yes.
No, I thought the best friend. What was his name in that? The best friend. who he blackmailed the dude beaten off in the fucking mascot uniform. That series.
His name is Alan Richardson, whatever the fuck. Yes. Thad made that shit. That shit was funny as fuck.
Oh yeah, Thad's character.
Oh shit, he was Raphael's voice in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That brings us to another chick we don't talk about enough. What's the coach's wife? I can't think of it. Charlie Sheen's ex-wife.
Oh, Charlie Sheen been married 17 times.
I mean, which one?
God damn it! Oh, Denise Richardson.
Denise Richardson.
Yeah,
she was hot, man.
Hey, Thad was in the DC Titans. He was in Titans on DC.
Really?
Yeah, he was Hawkman. No, he was Dove.
I don't remember that. Of course, that's
not. I ain't watched Titans.
Oh no,
I'm not a Titans
TV show.
I'm not a DC guy.
The movies I watched, I didn't watch the series.
No, the first one, the cartoon movies are amazing.
Really?
Yes. All the cartoon
I like the movie.
Which Titans?
Yeah.
There ain't no Titans movie.
Wait a minute.
Not with like.
Oh no, no, I'm thinking of Clash of the Titans.
Okay, no. I'm saying like Young Justice type shit.
Yeah, no.
So, but they made a series called Titans. It was based on what the fuck was it based on? Hold on, let me. Because he was in that. Well, anyway, the shit's on DC. It's on HBO.
Shit, go find that.
Whatever the fuck it is.
It's called Titans, but it's on HBO Max. So y'all can just find it on my shit. Shit good as fuck. What the fuck is it? It's not Young Titans. It's something. I don't know. Teen Titans.
Oh, okay.
Teen Titans. That's what it's based on.
Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, but it's like, no, but it's like, yo, that shit like gory. Like, it's not no kid shit.
Oh, okay.
It ain't no kid shit. Like, for real. So it's
guy.
This guy over here.
He gonna be popping an empty one.
Yeah, I mean,
that's disrespectful.
I mean, y'all should have did something.
But anyway, Teen Titans. Well, it's not Teen Titans. It's called Titans. It's on HBO Max. Y'all got HBO, right? Yeah.
I got it on my phone.
Man, no. it's on my Apple TV, too.
Don't believe in cable.
Nope.
Nobody believes in cable. But anyway, Titans is dope. Like, it's dope, really? Dope.
Well, I'll check it. I got HBO Max on.
Because it's not no kids show.
All right.
So y'all got two different things y'all need to watch on goddamn.
You have HBO. To watch Now You Know.
No, he's.
I'm starting. He's got to
watch Yellowstone.
Yeah, I'm starting on Yellowstone.
Yellowstone's fucking.
He's got to watch Yellowstone.
What is that chick's name that's in that?
Dude, her real name.
Hold on, yes, don't change the subject.
I have no idea.
I need y'all to watch Watchmen.
The series.
Yes, and then I need y'all to watch Titans.
All right, Watchmen, I'm definitely checking out.
Yeah,
that shit's a Regina King. Killed this
what
shit.
Character is she in?
You wouldn't even know her. Her character name is Sister Knight. Okay. It's a sequel. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the only character that y'all would know would be Dr. Manhattan and Ozymandias that's in this. So Dr. Manhattan is played by a whole different character.
Yeah, and Dr. Manhattan in the original one is just fucking terrifying. Yeah.
And Ozymandias, the smartest man on Earth, is played by Jeremy Irons.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, y'all need to watch this, bro. Like, this shit got so many awards.
What network was it on?
HBO.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, it was an HBO original.
Okay.
See, like, Titans was a DC original, but DC and HBO did merge, so all the DC shit is on HBO now.
Right.
I was paying for the fucking DC Universe. And all that shit's on HBO. I'm like, why the fuck am I paying for both? Moving on.
You're like, moving on.
So y'all can school me up on some whatever the fuck Now You Know and what in Yellowstone, but I'm schooling y'all motherfuckers.
You gotta watch Yellowstone.
I'm gonna watch Yellowstone.
If you like.
But I'm putting my stamp of approval on Watchmen.
Okay, I'll watch it because I thought the movie was amazing.
I'll start tonight when I go lay in the bed.
The series is better than the movie.
Really? See, I like the movies.
The movie was very good.
The movie was 3 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not taking nothing away from the movie.
And I liked it because it was anti-hero.
Designing Women is in there too. Like one of the chicks from Designing Women, and she's amazing. I can't think. Kevin Costner is in the series.
Oh, is he?
What? Kevin Costner in this motherfucker. The only two characters you would know is Ozymandias and Dr. Manhattan. Everybody else is new character. Well, Rorschach has a heavy influence on the movie, but this is like 20 years later.
Oh, okay.
This is like sequel. This is a sequel.
So can on that statement,
but Rorschach has a heavy influence on the movie. You'll see it in the episode.
He's my favorite character.
Yeah,
Rorschach in Watchmen was far and away my favorite character.
Yeah. So that truly brings us to WandaVision.
Okay, we can get there.
So, I haven't started watching it.
Okay, yeah, you were waiting.
I need to get a few episodes so I can watch it through.
Because I like the character development, to be honest with you.
Can we hold that one off for another conversation?
Yeah.
Because I haven't watched none of it yet.
No, I'm trying to think of...
Aaron, why are you doing that? Hit me other ones. And this is the one He ain't coming.
Right.
Game over.
He ain't coming. He's got a spot on the carpet over here with his name on it.
It's a warm spot. Comforting, in fact. All he needs is a hoodie and a blanket.
Look, he's even got a little fan down there for him.
No, I'm not going to get a shot.
I mean, you lacking right now. That's the least to say. You met a cord.
Metacore is such a great phrase.
That one's never going to get dropped.
Oh,
ever.
No.
Ever.
Metacore has its own terminology around here. People are like, the fuck is Metacore? Like, you just don't know.
You had to be there.
Because you called Ragedy. And I called Metacore. That shit was amazing. Dude.
What was it the other night she couldn't spell? We were fucking cracking on her.
Hold on.
Damn, something simple,
it?
Too.
No, it was, too. Hold on, I get it.
No Lives Matter? Oh, my. Wait, is there a video for this, too?
Yes.
I feel like I need the visual.
I believe so.
I feel like I need the visual. Okay.
You need a visual for No Lives Matter?
Well, because, like, the first one was just so motherfucking...
This is the biggest family house reaction to this.
This one is way less shock value. Like, he just talking real shit.
This is more of what he really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, like, dog, he just, like, he's making a whole lot of sense.
Facts.
This is way less shock
value. Yeah, I probably should have played this one, because this is really him.
Well, I mean, but I appreciate
it's a lot of facts.
Yeah, like
he can't
just
argue with what he said.
He's just telling you, like, yo, what the, like, you know what I'm saying? So,
don't be dumb. Yeah.
Well, like, even because the first one was what, stupid?
Yeah, people are so stupid.
Yeah, people are so, yeah.
You're a white supremacist. If you're not, I guess you're Antifa. From the global tension, turn to total violence and a whole depression. We can unify and then I'll go against them, but we let them divide us for votes and elections. Hey, the music we bump, all about shooting guns and doing drugs. Hey, the things that we want are promoted subliminally through the songs, like, you need a fast car. You need designer clothes. You need a rap star to tell you to stop popping pills at the blunt and go live at the club to your bro. It's all controlled by the elites. Full fake news all over our streets. Convincing the right to go fight with the left and distract from the fact it's each other we need. Divided by race and religion, segregated into teams. You're a white supremacist. If you're not, I guess you're Antifa.
Those are only two choices. And he in front of the Blue Lives Matter flag. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's the shock value you want.
Yeah. What's this dude? Tom McDonald. Okay. Wait, why does he have the whitest name of all time?
Because it's all part of his little independent thing. He don't want a name. He just, that's his name. That's his name.
I fuck with this. Like,
there's so much truth in it.
This I can fuck with more than the first one.
Yeah, he was. That was a little shocking.
But I get it though. But at the same time, like you bringing the audience in.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But this, like, so are y'all familiar with Marlon Craft?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Yes.
Like, this reminds me of a Marlon Craft song. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a white man, this is like really giving you some, like, hey, maybe you should look at it from this angle type right. shit.
And that's what a lot of what he does. Like, there's another one I'll play for you after this called Fake Woke.
Mm. It's I fuck with this.
It's though. Hard, though.
Yeah, I fuck with this. We love because dumb and addicted. The news that we watch is brainwashing the children. The viruses, riots, and racist conditions ain't problems. They're symptoms of life in the system. Screaming and start to hate the need some songs about Xanax and violence so you can escape more. Yeah, this is a lot. Right? That title, when he says it, like when you read the title, it's like, come on. Right, 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 right.
But now you know what he's saying.
Right.
Yes, control is the payoff.
And that's on each other. If we do what the news wants, blood won't spatter. Nah, I fuck with that.
Right?
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with
See
that.
See what I'm saying?
Steve, have I played that Jake shit? That Jakey shit? Miles and I found on Spotify. Oh, so this is a dude that he this is
bad for real fast.
Go for it. So this is a dude like that he's like me, you know, he just make music. And he has 5 songs and they're on Spotify. he's got 5 songs. But he's got two of the 5 are fucking great.
Really?
And I'm like I like this is like the one that is really, really good and kind of fucking hooked me. So I'll play this one so you can hear it.
I want your skin. I want your mouth.
Oh, I want your eyes. My show, dude.
Yeah.
That's my shit.
You project.
I knew it was her because Lorraine Bracco's voice is so unique.
Well, this is what happens between. If I had a nickel for every time I think I do some stupid, then I'd have a shit ton of nickels. That shit was stupid. I run it back, take it back, hold it back, take it back, run it back, run it back, run it back. I'ma kill the fucking white whale. I'ma give that dick a damn heart attack. If I had a nickel for every time I think I did something dumb, I'd be as rich as a man with no kids and a decent income. I'm rich and that shit call me young rich, bitch. I'm enough for Macaulay, the coke and the kid. I've been stuck on the sea on the hunt for a taste. Looking for love, but I only got. I know you better than you. Fuck it up, what's the point of this?
I like him because he goes back and forth. I like that he goes, his name's Jakey. Yeah, J-A-K-E-Y. But it's like, I like him because he goes back and forth between the two. I don't even like it that much. It got Miles and I in a conversation of, you know, like, we can look at a lot of people and be like, they have nothing to contribute. But I literally feel like everybody has something they can contribute. And even if it's like, I said it in the context of like, let's say this dude gets a job, never makes another song. I dig this song. I dig two of these songs. And I feel like if he had never made these songs, I would have lost something.
Right.
Like, here, let me see if I can find the other song, because I like both of them equally.
I do like that.
It's beastie. And he's only got like 5 songs. But, see, and that's what's funny is I'm realizing he has a bunch of music videos in here, because he only had 5 songs on Spotify, but there's like 15 music videos in here. So maybe he published a bunch more.
He's probably a YouTube guy.
Yeah, he is. His YouTube name is Nakey Jakey.
See?
Here's is it Medium? I can't remember if this is it or not. Come on.
Just happened.
Yes. It's from the Breakfast Club.
That's the Breakfast Club.
Yep. This is the other song I like.
Jack. Who cares? So I guess I'm going to Jack.
I like both of these songs. You know what's bad is Vegas Studios right down the street. I'm about to call Rashad and be like, so what's happening in the studio right now?
I've got everybody's
interview.
So
as long as I ain't diving, I'm good.
Perfect. Man, this big ass shot you just gave me.
We're to the point where it's fucking fun. I have more fun doing this shit than I do being in any fucking place. That's true. Also, I feel like rocking. That is also true.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking probably
Rabbi. Because see, like, all jokes aside, in certain situations, I'm going to shut up the
mics. You what?
I'm going to shut up and let the mic
go. Oh, okay. I'm going to shut up.
needs to cook in white situations. Cause fucking probably the one you want to talk to. And it's some hood ass situations. No one can come out.
You're bringing that up to you.
Cause I know I'm Sidney B.
No.
You've
been in some hood ass situations.
What I'm saying is, I know I'm Sidney B. But I got two good boys. Like a shit, y'all might.
Ain't y'all worry about that?
What? Like, y'all might look at these white motherfuckers and think, like.
I like both of these songs. I really do.
I like that first one more.
Moby Dick is bad.
I like
the Orioles with me.
I like that first one.
I like this one too, just because it's kind of laid back, kind of groove.
I really like that.
Because this reminds me of house music.
Yeah, it's background
music. Yes, it is. Let me send
him. I do like that first one.
Moby Dick is beastie. I like that one. It's like, I'd be rich as a man, what is it, with no kids in a decent position.
As a man with no kids and a decent job.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta, like, when you a man with no kids, like, you can make $50,000. Like, you be all right.
Yeah.
You make $100,000, you got a couple kids, you ain't doing
no, it. No, I like how he starts off, but he's like, cause if I had a nickel for every time I did something dumb, I'd have a shit ton of nickels.
What we tossing to? Hey, let's toss to White Man Can't Jump.
Dude, one of the best comedic movies.
White Man Can't Jump.
To Leslie and Woody.
Yep.
So what
that shit was too easy!
Too easy!
No, that shit was too easy!
Too easy!
I don't want to play no more.
Hey, clean is my good.
Clean is my good.
Clean is my good.
Oh, Jesus.
Too easy!
That shit was too easy!
You can put a cat in the oven. That don't make it a biscuit.
That don't make it a biscuit.
Uh-huh.
That is one of my favorite movies.
We shooting outdoors. Shit sways 6 to 8 inches. So, like, that's what I'm saying is, like, if we in, like, some hood situations, I'm Sidney Dean. Y'all motherfuckers Billy Horton. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what's funny is, now, because we've been in the motorcycle club, Miss Moore, like, we Sidney Dean. You Billy Hoyle.
Fuck it, let's get
that. Because I'll tell you what, that's...
In a motorcycle situation, yes. Because I'm
two white guys in what was... predominantly black.
Y'all was the Rough Riders, right? Yeah.
Like,
yeah, y'all was the Rough Riders.
You'd be Billy Hoyle.
That's crazy. Wait, let's go. Hey,
and we don't look like it.
I sent him a message. Yeah. I didn't call him.
All right. I need you to listen to this last one.
Is there a video for this too?
Oh, here's a video button.
See, I don't know how to operate all this shit.
Dude, YouTube music is fucking great. It's controversial, and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls.
There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard, but his lyrical,
his tone,
his wordplay is good. His lyrical content is good. He just has no flow to speak of.
See, I don't agree because there's a...
I feel like he should be like the Weezer dude stepping up to the mic and pushing his glasses up like, I'm going to talk to you about some real shit. I'm going to rap it.
I get what you're saying.
He has no flow. He has none.
Basically what you're saying is, because like when Eminem did that Agent Orange shit, what the fuck was
Cage?
Nah, it was Eminem. Yeah. He did that Agent, I can't remember the name, but like... The actual flow was trash, but what he was saying was dope, because he was like going at.
Was that on Ringer?
That was on Ringer. It was.
No, that was on Ringer.
No,
where he calls it Agent Orange for the first time.
Yeah,
that was on Ringer.
That was on BET. Dude.
Oh no, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
the little cipher he jumped into.
Yeah,
but he did Ringer where he talks about that and he says, "Yeah, my cipher was trash." But
okay.
He goes on about it.
Oh, so, but what I'm saying is that site, like his lyrical content was terrible. But what he's saying was like it was some hot, like he was going at a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I get what you're saying. His flow.
Nah, Tom's ain't the best. But what he's got to say, dude, you still gotta listen to it though.
So I get what you're saying. But like, yeah, I see what he's saying.
Because I haven't heard nobody like this.
Especially like his appearance.
Oh, like, dude, he's fucked up. He wears pink braids and fucking
like the face tattoo, the braids.
He got barbed wire tattooed all around.
Yeah, here. Like if you look at him, like you think, like, yo, who the fuck is this weird one? You know what I'm saying? But he says some cool shit.
Oh, dude,
you know what I'm saying? And you can make his videos for $20.
Oh, him and his wife are the only one that does this shit.
Yeah,
he mixes, masters, produces everything himself.
I don't know about the musical content, but like, I can make this music video tomorrow.
It's just him and his wife.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's just him and his wife.
Hold on, what are you doing? Hold on. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun.
I don't believe that.
That's a bar. That's a bar. Nah, I like that. I like that. That's a bar. And now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it. We're voting for 12-year-old girls. There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard. But if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards. It's getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murderous mom. And now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it because you have the right to hate. That's a bar too.
Yeah, dude, it's true as shit. Well, man.
That's a bar too.
That's true as shit, ain't it?
Eminem,
no matter how you feel,
gay bash, murder his mom, and now he don't want fans if he voted for Trump. That's a bar too. That's a bar too. Like,
whether you agree with it or not,
that's a bar. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta listen to what he says. The flow isn't the greatest, but you gotta listen to what he says. Tell me that dude ain't fucking smart as shit.
That's the way he frames it.
Hold on.
What he says.
They never freed the slaves. They realize.
They don't need to change.
They don't need to change.
Gave us tiny skates.
Gave us tiny. They knew the race war would be the game they need to play. For people to make teams, they used the media to feed the flame.
I have a feeling you about to add somebody to your library.
Nah, I'm fucking with this. Go to YouTube real fast. Go to YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay, so I put...
what you want?
Wait, what the fuck? Yeah. Oh, there we go.
If you want to search, yeah.
I want you to hear this and just give me your thoughts on it. I want you to give me your thoughts on this.
I've been wanting to hear this.
Nah. That's how we own it. You know what it is.
Flex. BX. My son. Oh, dude. I love my son. Yeah.
Have you heard this freestyle?
Hold on. Which one is this?
Funk Flex.
Dude, I love this dude.
Listen to this shit.
Swiss Beats.
Oh, dude, I've heard this. Dude, he fucking kills this shit.
So,
he kills this shit.
So when he said, They could end slavery.
Yeah, I already know what you're talking about.
So they don't call you slave no more. They call you criminals.
Right.
Dude, I already know what you're talking about. Like, that is one of my favorite freestyles.
So when you was playing that Tom McDonald just now, it made me think of this.
Dude, my son, this
Mice right is here, nice. Like, dude, yo, he's stupid.
He don't get enough.
I agree.
But he's got some of the best vocals.
Yeah. And his
flow is really good.
He's another one. His content is so fucking heavy.
Now.
Yeah.
But if you listen.
Back then he was just robbing niggas. Yeah.
Now he's all right because he grew up and he knows what shit is.
So like this freestyle, like.
He explained it. I gotta listen to it.
Yeah,
now.
He explained it. He said, I'm not. He said, I'm not. Like,
Have you heard this?
Trying to acquire cake.
Every time I hear this beat, I think of Proof.
Yeah. Proof killed this shit too.
Yep.
This shit was amazing.
He's so good.
You ain't come here. I had a muscle. I was mortified. Embracing them still.
Rules are out the window. Y'all love that shit.
Yeah, this shit is
gangster, but woke as fuck.
Yeah. I just seen it.
She lived that shit.
But yeah, body in this bitch. Like, that was the same shit that McDonald was talking about. Like, all that, you know what I'm saying? All these dope fiend, codeine niggas. All that, yo, like, that was the same shit like McDonald was saying.
But that's just not hip hop.
Yeah. Like, brother Red again. Be dead again. That's the same shit McDonald was saying. I was off of cookies. You playing hooky. And in my burger break.
Have you heard this freestyle on 745?
No.
I'll put that on there. Dude, he's got a freestyle on 745 that's fucking insane, too. This shit is light. I burn
down mics and I fight for civil rights. They give them whites. Now I give them life. This shit is hard.
See, he is an example of what happens to you when you get older.
Yeah, facts.
Like that, I mean, that's fact. Like, facts. He's what happens to you when you get older.
Yeah, facts. Like, when you just seen everything unfold, like,
He went from that dumbass
20-year-old
to a smart-ass 40-year-old.
They put the battery in my back. They was charging me. He said that shit. Another plan. They don't call you slave no more. They call you criminal.
Yeah, that's what that is too.
You rat, nigga. Never coming back, nigga. Oh my god. They selling you lies. They telling you minds.
Yeah, that's a killer motherfucker right there too.
I know that.
Who was that on? Funk Flex?
Yeah.
Hey, real quick on that. Pull up Shade 4-5, my song, Freestyle.
Mango. I'm about tomorrow. We'll talk off camera.
I was gonna say, I have no fucking idea what she asked you. I was gonna say, I can't be accountable for that chick. T-Money's on her fucking own. Nobody wants accountability for that.
She was telling Felicia when she told me to come back tomorrow.
That was
1,000%.
Oh, no. Miles, let me tell you, you missed it last night because she was in rare form.
Yeah.
It was worse than normal?
Yes.
It approached that.
All right, we'll talk off camera.
In any case, this has been a Hell Called Ohio, and
it approached.
Fuck it. I just give up at this point.
Yeah.